From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today on Capitol Hill, the independent commission looking into the 9/11 terrorist attacks heard from top officials of the Bush and Clinton administrations about what they did prior to the attacks to deal with the threat of Al-Qaeda. Both administrations insist that they took the threat seriously and were doing what they could at the time to try to eliminate it.
First, President Clinton's Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright.
I believe we reacted appropriately, and we would have acted more had we had actionable intelligence. And so I think we dealt very appropriately with the issue, and I think our record stands well.
Then the current Secretary of State, Colin Powell.
At no time during the early months of our administration were we presented with a vetted, viable operational proposal which would have led to an opportunity to kill, capture, or otherwise neutralize Osama bin Laden.
In addition to taking testimony today, the commission released two reports that spoke of missed opportunities and internal disagreements that prevented decisive action.
We're going to hear some longer excerpts from today's testimony as we are joined now by NPR's Pam Fessler, who's been covering the hearings. Pam, there's been a lot of finger-pointing about who might have been responsible for dropping the ball on Al-Qaeda. What did the commission hear today?
Well, Robert, according to the witnesses, who also included Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and former Defense Secretary William Cohen, Al-Qaeda was a big concern for both administrations. That was especially the case after Osama bin Laden was found to be responsible for the bombings of the U.S. embassies in Africa in 1998. But it was also clear from today's testimony that both administrations were hampered by this very complex issue of just how to get at Osama bin Laden, and also by the fact that the likelihood of a terrorist attack inside the United States just didn't have the high priority that it has today. As Albright said, it was a very different world that these officials faced prior to 9/11.
And what did former Secretary Albright, who I believe was the first witness, what did she say in defense of Clinton administration policy?
Well, she said the issue of terrorism was talked about constantly within the Clinton administration, almost daily. And she noted that after the embassy bombings in 1998, the president authorized the use of force to kill Osama bin Laden. However, the commission found in its staff report that there were at least three occasions when the U.S. decided not to kill Osama bin Laden, even though the opportunity had presented itself, and that was in part due to concerns about the reliability of intelligence.
Well, let's take a listen now to some of Secretary Albright's appearance. This is an exchange between the former Secretary of State and the former Democratic senator from Nebraska, who's a member of the commission, Senator Bob Kerry.
In many cases, some of the linkages that have been made now were not evident at the particular time. And to bomb at random or use military force, I think, would have created a situation that would have made our lives, American lives, even more difficult within the Muslim world. These are judgments that have to be made. And I do believe that we used force when it was appropriate and strongly. So,
Madam Secretary, with great respect, after August of 98, you and I both know what we did. We led the North Atlantic Alliance to an effort against Kosovo. And that was the choice that was made. That was the threat that was considered to be the most important. And we used the military force against Belgrade. I think it's a straw man to say that we're going to have random bombing or indiscriminate bombing. That's not what we're proposing at all. I keep hearing the excuse we didn't have actionable intelligence. Well, what the hell does that say to Al-Qaeda? Basically, they knew, beginning in 1993, it seems to me, that there was going to be limited, if any, use of military, and that they were relatively free to do whatever they wanted.
Senator, there never, as far as I know, was a discussion as to whether there was a choice between using force in the Balkans and using force against Al-Qaeda. That was not a choice that ever was discussed or made. It was not one or the other.
Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright questioned at that moment by Bob Kerry, the former Nebraska senator. Pam Fessler, what did the Bush administration have to say?
Well, Secretary of State Powell said that the Bush administration, too, took the problem of terrorism very seriously, and he said that was right from the very beginning of the administration. But he also said that the Bush administration wanted to come up with its own anti-terrorism strategy because it had concluded that Clinton's was ineffective. However, by the time of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, that new counterterrorism policy, which ultimately called for the overthrow of the Taliban in Afghanistan, hadn't reached the president's desk. Officials say even if it had been approved, it would have taken 3 years to implement that policy.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld also addressed this in his appearance. We're going to hear a chunk of that right now. This is an exchange between Secretary Rumsfeld and former Republican senator and member of the commission, Slade Gorton of Washington State.
What made you think, even when you took over and got these first briefings, given the history of Al-Qaeda and its successful attacks on American interests, that we had the luxury even of 7 months before we could make any kind of response, much less 3 years?
And my answer was on point. I said I didn't come up with 3 years, and I can't defend that number. I don't know where that came from. With respect to 7 months, I've answered. My testimony today lays out what was done during that period. Do you have the luxury of 7 months? In reflecting on what happened on September 11th, the question is obviously, the good Lord willing, things would have happened prior to that could have stopped it. But something to have stopped that would have had to happen months and months and months beforehand. Not 5 minutes, or not 1 month, or 2 months, or 3 months. And the counter argument, it seems to me, is do you have the luxury of doing what was done before and simply just heaving some cruise missiles into the thing and not doing it right? I don't know. We thought not. It's a judgment.
Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld today at the 9/11 Commission. Back now to NPR's Pam Fessler. Pam, what diplomatic efforts were taken to deal with Al-Qaeda that we heard about today?
Well, the commission's staff report shows that there were multiple efforts on the diplomatic front to get rid of Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda, and these were made between 1997 and 2001, but the report basically said all of them failed. The Clinton administration tried to put pressure on the Taliban to expel Osama bin Laden from Afghanistan so that he could be brought to justice, but the U.S. just didn't have the leverage it needed to make that happen. The U.S. also tried to enlist Pakistan in these efforts, but those too failed, in part because the Pakistani government was concerned about the impact confronting the Taliban would have on its own internal politics. There were also proposals in the Clinton administration for the United States to take sides in the Afghan civil war as a way to unseat the Taliban, but those met with a lot of internal disagreements inside the administration. The Bush administration also rejected this idea, which was forwarded by then counterterrorism coordinator Richard Clark. The Bush team, as I said, eventually came up with its own plan to overthrow the Taliban if diplomatic efforts failed, but that plan had only received preliminary approval on September 10th, the day before the attacks.
Well, let's listen now to an exchange between Commissioner Jamie Gorelick, who was a deputy attorney general and also a senior Pentagon official in the Clinton administration. She pressed Secretary of State Colin Powell on whether the Bush administration's policy was not aggressive enough in going after the Taliban.
One has to be careful in issuing such threats, but one also has to be mindful that it's one thing to issue a threat, but if you don't have something targetable to go after, and it was not the plan in the previous administration, it was not part of our early plans to go after the entire Taliban regime. We were focusing on al-Qaeda and Taliban support of al-Qaeda. We wanted to go after al-Qaeda and the threat posed by al-Qaeda.
But you had You had the coal hanging out there. They had done grievous harm to us, and we had previously threatened them with a response, and yet there was no response. Did you consider what to do in that intervening period to respond to the coal?
We did not take under advisement or take into account during that period the kinds of actions we were prepared to take after 9/11, because we knew that al-Qaeda was responsible, but it wasn't clear how we could get at al-Qaeda in a way that would destroy al-Qaeda, and we had not yet reached the point of saying we're going to have to take down the Taliban regime. That came later.
Secretary of State Colin Powell. Pam Fester, what happened with the efforts to kill Osama bin Laden?
Well, there were a number of problems. One was that officials weren't completely confident about his whereabouts. In the commission staff report that was released today, these officials were quoted as saying they were hampered by a lack of actionable intelligence. It wasn't clear what would be the best targets and whether or not the strikes would actually be effective. There were also concerns about killing innocent Afghans who might be nearby. And there were also fears about drawing international criticism, and this all led to decisions not to attack. As for sending ground forces into Afghanistan, there were doubts among officials interviewed by the commission staff that the American public or Congress would have supported such a military operation before 9/11.
Okay, we have one more excerpt from today's hearings. This is former Secretary of Defense William Cohen, President Clinton's Secretary of Defense, responding to the question of what his administration, what the Clinton administration, would have done to deal with bin Laden.
Our plans were to try to, quote, capture and capture or kill bin Laden. That was the directive that went out, the memorandum of notification. The president had signed several of those, refining them on each and every occasion. Taking that directive, we had our people in a position, should there be, quote, actionable intelligence, again, the key word, and we should discuss that and debate that issue of what constitutes it. But whenever there was, quote, actionable intelligence, we were prepared to take action to destroy bin Laden or the targets. Were there plans to use special forces to supplement the Northern Alliance if they were able to apprehend and hold on to bin Laden? The answer was yes. There were packages that were developed with our special forces at Fort Bragg. There were a number of proposals, quote, on the table or on the shelf prepared to be utilized in the event that we were certain, and not certain to 100% degree, but reasonably certain that he was going to be at a given area.
That was former Secretary of Defense William Cohen testifying today before the independent commission that's investigating events leading up to the 9/11 attacks. Back to our reporter, Pam Vester. What happens next with the commission?
Well, tomorrow the panel's going to hear from CIA Director George Tenet, also from former counterterrorism coordinator Richard Clark, and former National Security Advisor Sandy Berger. The commission will also have three more hearings before it completes its report, and that has to be done by the end of July.
Thanks a lot. NPR's Pam Fester filling us in on what's happening with the independent federal commission that's investigating events that preceded the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001. Today, two secretaries of state and two secretaries of defense testified. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.